In Phoenix this week, a regional airline, the Mesa Air Group, filed for bankruptcy. It's the latest bad news for a state that's been slammed by the recession. And we have more this morning from member station KJZZ and reporter Peter O'Dowd.
When Mesa Air began almost three decades ago, it was one of the first to operate regional jets in the country. For years, it found success partnering with large carriers serving 41 states. But now it's getting rid of 60 planes and eliminating 1,000 of its pilots, mechanics, and flight attendants. CEO Jonathan Ornstein says regional business travel has taken a hit.
There's just more aircraft out there than the current demand justifies, and these aircraft serve communities where business travel is the bulk of the traffic.
In a state crippled by a billion-dollar budget deficit and one of the worst foreclosure rates in the country, the bankruptcy filing is yet another casualty. Glenn Hammer is the president of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce.
Unfortunately, for a lot of businesses in Arizona, it's not an isolated example. You know, since the recession began about 2 years ago, Arizona has lost about 300,000 jobs. We've lost over 10% of our entire workforce.
Hammer says Mesa's bankruptcy hurts, but he hopes it presents an opportunity.
Our hope is that they would emerge healthier and stronger. We just feel this points to the absolute need to create the most business-friendly climate we can in this state.
Meanwhile, Mesa Air's CEO Ornstein is optimistic the company will emerge from bankruptcy quickly. If that happens, he says Mesa plans to rehire the employees it just laid off, or as he likes to say, put on furlough. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.